your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to Ashwin Chavriya's News on the Go on the 23rd of January, giving you a roundup of world news in 3 to 4 minutes. Lots happening over the weekend, guys. How was yours? In the world, we have Donald Trump supporters creating a website exclusively for Trump supporters. US-based David Goss has developed a dating platform called Trump Singles, which is meant exclusively for supporters of the US President Donald Trump. So if you want to date a Donald Trump supporter, get on it. What to watch for today? The state of the world's most famous burger joint. Donald Trump's first workday in the White House. Millions of Americans joined the Women's March to protest against Trump. Gambia's ousted ruler went into exile after emptying the coffers of the country. A train derailed in India, killing at least 39 people. Some football, cricket and tennis news. And a fan sells mother's jewelry to meet Virat Kohli. The state of the world's most famous burger joint, McDonald's, is very bad right now. Sales are reportedly dropping and the company is trying to sell off most of its 36,000 Chinese and Japanese outlets. Donald Trump's first workday in the White House, the new US president did some work over the weekend, including signing an executive order to weaken Obamacare and visiting the CIA to try to convince agency veterans he wasn't actually critical of them. But he said that the real day one is Jan 23rd. Over the weekend, millions of Americans joined the Women's March on the day after the Trump government was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. Millions across the country took to the streets in protest, carrying creative signs rebuking the new leader of the executive branch. Gambia's ousted ruler went into exile, but not quietly. After 22 years of rule, Yahya Jammeh lost the presidential elections 2 months ago, but it took until now to negotiate the terms of a peaceful handover of power. Jammeh apparently flew out of Gambia on Saturday night, but stole millions of dollars and a number of luxury cars on his way out. What a way to leave. A train derailed in India, killing at least 39 people. A passenger train jumped the tracks near Koneru station in the state of Andhra. In southeast India, that is. India's railways is the world's largest railway system, a system that has been notorious for its deadly accidents. Roger Federer enters his 13th Australian Open quarters in 14 years. Switzerland's Roger Federer reached the 13th Australian Open and now will play Mischa Zverev for a place in the semi-finals. He defeated Japan's Kei Nishikori in the round of 16. England beat India by 5 runs in the third ODI at Kolkata, handing Virat Kohli's first home defeat as captain across the three formats. Football news. We had the Premier League over the weekend. Liverpool lost to Swansea 3-2. Crystal Palace lost to Everton 1-0. Stoke and United played a 1-1 draw. And even Manchester City and Tottenham played out a 2-2 draw. West Brom beat Sunderland 2-0. Middlesbrough lose to West Ham 3-1. And Watford and Bournemouth also play out a 2-2 draw. On Sunday, we had Chelsea and Arsenal beat Hull City and Burnley respectively. Southampton beat Leicester City 3-0. A fan sells mother's jewellery to meet Virat Kohli. Virat Kohli's fan Nikosh Kanhar, who hails from Kandamai district in Odisha, sold off his mother's jewellery to finance his travels and meet the cricketer. Private myself whenever he sees me, and that's enough. That's all for the news today, guys. On Monday, hope your week starts well. You have a great week ahead, a great day ahead. I'll see you tomorrow same time. You're listening to Ashwin Chavriya's News on the Go. And in the background, Shed a Light by Robin Schulz, David Guetta and Cheat Codes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.